Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Kevin Halloween said, "When you encounter a Bible verse you want to put to memory, make verse cards and place them in noticeable areas of your house or workplace, on the bathroom mirror in your living room, or on your refrigerator. Some people even memorize scripture in the shower." Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 through 9 says, "We are to bind God's commands on our hands, on the doorposts of our houses and on our gates, so that they are constantly reminding us of God and His commands." When we post verses all around our house, we are able to more frequently meditate on God's word, which helps us renew our minds. The scriptural verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 through 9, in the King James Version. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 8 through 9 says, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the door, upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates." Let's say that again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 through 9 says, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." Let's say that one last time. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 through 9 says, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." Holy Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you that he was buried and rose again and is preparing home in heaven for us. I pray that all people come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that we will be faithful at hiding your word in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.